Well, hello, this is Sister Karen Sivils. Welcome to Prayer Changes Things. It's another opportunity for us to lift up the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and to glorify the Most High God. Amen. Amen.
Never before, we're waging war.
Amen, amen. Praise God as we celebrate Holy Week. This is March the 31st, 2021. We also celebrate Women's History Month and so much more. Fervently and effectually, we pray and ask God to be a part of this podcast that, hallelujah, He, hallelujah, get the glory out of what takes place on this podcast. And as people of God, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand, hallelujah, in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, hallelujah. And 13, hallelujah, praise God. I'm here to encourage you, praise God, and to rejoice in the goodness of the Lord and to celebrate, hallelujah, the few days that we have heading into Easter, that we can celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God is no respecter of persons. So men and women, hallelujah, today I come before you, hallelujah, and tell you what the Bible says, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And that's found in Philippians 4 and 13. So as we're told to stand, hallelujah, with the midst of our battles, in the midst of our dismay and discouragement, in the midst of this COVID pandemic, hallelujah, we can lean on God, hallelujah, and not unto our own understanding, praise God, and look to Him, hallelujah, from whence cometh our help and our strength. And we can find peace, hallelujah, in the midst of our storms. Amen, amen. I'd like to introduce to you, praise God, or reintroduce to you, on a sad note, Mother Pearl Elderkin, who was on the podcast back in July 2019. She's a God-fearing woman among many God-fearing women in history, and I'm sure in your lives too, praise God, who has been promoted to heaven, praise God, her eternal home, her eternal resting place. And so we know that she's gone on to receive her reward. A few days ago, she left us on March the 27th, 2021, after living to 101, praise God, years here on planet Earth. And she was 99 on the podcast, and she encouraged, hallelujah, me, and as always, and our listening podcast audience, so with a spirit-filled, fiery gospel message. And it wasn't unusual for me at any time to visit Mother Pearl Elderkin or to talk to her on the phone. And as we would end, praise God, our conversation or our visit, she would say, well, if I don't meet you again, I'll meet you in Hallelujah Square. So I pray, hallelujah, that the light of Christ that was in her here on this place that we call planet Earth, praise God, will be a light, hallelujah, that certainly has reflected her life, but also a light that we too, hallelujah, can possess and reflect, hallelujah, who God is, hallelujah, how great He is, and to be blessed, hallelujah, to be a part, hallelujah, of His plan, His will and His way, and to be messengers as well of the gospel message. So without further ado, here is Mother Pearl Elderkin.
God bless you. This is Pearl Elderkin from Providence, Rhode Island. I love you. I've been praying for Karen and the group. Stay in the church. God is with you wherever you go. The young people are looking for you to keep them encouraged. God is with you at all times. Stay with Christ. That's what He wants. He wants the youth and young people and the older people to spread the word. God is good. God is great. God is love. I'm praying for you. Keep up your good work, and I'll always pray for you until I leave. I am 99 years old. I'm going to turn to 100, and I pray every single day because I started years ago when I was 3 years old, and now I'm going to be 100 in 5 months. God bless. God love you. Keep on praying, honey. All you people, keep on praying. All you Christians, keep on praying. And those that's not saved, listen to what you hear, because God is going to keep you in his arms. He loves you, and he will always love you. God bless.
Well, thank you, Auntie Dot.
Well, praise the Lord. We just thank God for another opportunity to be able to trust in the Lord. Praise God as we hear from each other. We support each other. We pray for each other. Amen. And we continue to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Praise God. I'd like to share with you some further remarks. Praise God from CC Winans and what she has to say about letting our light so shine from a biblical standpoint. Here she is.
And the darkness did not understand it or overpower. What does that mean? God is so powerful. It doesn't matter what trial you find yourself in. It doesn't matter how big the mountain is. He's greater. And it's not even close. He's so much greater. And he has all power. He knows the end from the beginning, so you don't have to be afraid. Actually, you can rejoice before you see your prayer answered. Don't have to wait till the battle's over. I can shout now. I don't have to wait till the battle's over. I can shout now. I don't have to.
Amen. We don't have to wait till the battle is over. We can shout now. Hallelujah. There's waging war all around. Hallelujah. People are waging war. Praise God. And it's not our battle. Praise God. The battle is the Lord's. Hallelujah. And as the battle rages, hallelujah, I pray that you keep your heart and your mind stayed on Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And don't give up on who you are and who you're meant to be. Don't give up on the dream and the desires God has put in your heart. Do not settle for less than. Hallelujah. For God fearlessly and wonderfully created you in his very own image. Hallelujah. Praise God to redeem us. Hallelujah. For his good pleasure. Praise God. Amen. Amen. He is no respecter of person. That goes for men, women, boys, and girls. Hallelujah. I just reminded, hallelujah, as C.C. Winans, Minister Winans, what a wonderful minister of the gospel by way of song she is. Praise God. Told us, praise God, to shout now. Don't wait for the battle to be over. It reminds me of Joshua when he fought the battle of Jericho and shouted around the city, praise God, and the walls came tumbling down as he obeyed God, hallelujah, and did what the Lord would have him to do. I pray that we do the same as women of God, hallelujah, and be blessed. Joshua had to wait for 40 years to go into the promised land. And that's a long time to wait for a dream to be realized. But eventually he went in, praise God. And Caleb, who was the other spy who believed that Joshua and he could take the possession of the land, he was in his 80s, praise God, when he crossed the Jordan and headed for his inheritance, praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank God, hallelujah, for Caleb's attitude, praise God. If he were to speak to us today, I'm going to paraphrase it, but this is what I believe some of what he would have to say to us. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out to the battle, now as I was then. Now give me this mountain, the Lord promised me. Hallelujah. Amen. According to Joshua 14:11 verse and the 12th verse, end of the paraphrasing. I just thank God. Hallelujah. And there are so many wonderful things that we can thank God for. And I know, hallelujah, if we just wait on the Lord and be of good courage, He will renew our strength, praise God. And we can mount up with wings as eagles, praise God. And we can take flight, hallelujah. We can run and not grow weary. We can walk and not faint, hallelujah. So be encouraged, men and women of God. Be encouraged, young people, praise God. And remember, the battle is waging, hallelujah. Praise God. And it is raging all around us, hallelujah. And there's all sorts of bargaining being done in this world, hallelujah, regarding the different struggles that we have. But this one thing I do know, that if we continue, hallelujah, to be a blessing to our families with the gospel message, as we are a blessing in our relationships with others, praise God, and above all to God, and as we continue to be a blessing, praise God, to the Jesus's church, praise God, hallelujah, of whom there are many members and he is the head, hallelujah, and as we continue to be a blessing with the gospel message throughout the world, we can go and make disciples, hallelujah, and we can grow, hallelujah, in the things of God. God is not through with us yet, praise God. Amen. And the Bible tells us, if you read it from the beginning to the end, we win. Hallelujah. So praise be to God, from whom all blessings flow. This is the end of the podcast. Praise God. And may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Amen. And until next time, remember, prayer changes things. It certainly is changing me. I pray it's changing you too. Hallelujah. And so until next time, God bless. Happy, hallelujah, Easter, blessed Easter, praise God. Have a blessed and glorious, praise God, Holy Week. And I pray that you attend service, praise God, and make it to church on Easter Sunday or Good Friday service, whatever, praise God, your church is hosting, if it be by way of online, praise God, or in person, praise God. Be safe. Be blessed, hallelujah, and be holy, because God is holy. So I bid you all blessings, 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 hallelujah, and look forward to the next podcast in Jesus' name. God bless you all, and I love you with the love of Christ.
And my